So I'd like to recap on why I'm doing these studies. Many years ago, I picked up a book that talked about the stars and the gospel message in the stars. Prior to that, I will admit I had been reticent to look at this. Now, these stars are part of God's creation. And the devil had stolen what God had intended as a message to pervert it for other uses. And in going through these studies, oh, I'm getting attacked. So the little that I can glean out of you, because when I started studying, and I've got several books, not just one, it's been doing my head in. There's so much Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, etc. I don't do languages. So I stand thankful for Brian's help with some of the pronunciations. Why am I doing it? Well, Genesis 1:14-16 tells us that God made the lights in the firmament, or the heavens, and that's plural, for signs, ought, and for seasons, moed, for days and for years. Now, I just want to throw something in that I learned the other day. The Egyptians had a lot to do with watching the stars and worshipping the stars. But they knew that at a certain point in time, when a certain star came back on the horizon, that the Nile was going to flood. So they could work out their sowing and reaping around things that happened by the stars. Now, it's not God's fault that sort of man perverted it. I think he was helped a little by our enemy. And in looking at all of this, I've had to dig, but I want to bring some truth into, and I mean, by all means, come on to me and ask, you know, is this right, is that right? I'll check it out. But there was something in the book I was looking at the other day, and I said to Brian, they're calling this that, and he said, that doesn't mean that. And I double checked in the Hebrew Bible, in the Interlinear Bible, and he said, it's not called that, so I'm not going to bring it because it's not right. So I'm still learning at my age. Anyway, the one I'm bringing today is on the constellation of Libra. Now, I love maths, and getting my head around bringing, when I say the constellation of Libra, there's four. There's another three then connected with Libra, and I'm thinking, right, they're called decans. So my mind goes a decimal is 10, and a circle is 360 degrees, so there should only be 36, not 48. But the zodiac that is used even today from way back then comes from, I'll call it a frieze, if you like, on the ceiling of a temple in Egypt. It's in the temple at Dendera, so they call it the Dendera zodiac. And our zodiac follows that on even today. So with those 12 symbols comes along 36, which is 360 divided by 10, 36 other symbols to complement these 12 zodiac signs. Therefore, for each 12, you get an added 3, so that does come to 48, 4 in each zodiac sign. So today we're looking at Libra. Now, I did do a PowerPoint. If it goes awry, I'll waffle and hope that I'll get something going. So can we have the first one? I use this scripture, and at the moment it's just on the heading as an introduction. Libra is represented as a symbol of the weighing scales. Can you go on to the next one, Richard? Thank you. Can anyone remember those scales? Now, before you... My grandmother had a pair of those. And the way they worked is that you put the weight that you wanted on one side, and then you put the item that you wanted to weigh on the other side. And if you put too much of the item to be weighed, the scales didn't balance. So they were, in today's speak, they were out of sync, but the scales didn't balance. And this is something I've got a scripture for in my notes. I'm waffle while I'm looking at it. Just throwing another interesting thought in as well. But the scales, the symbol of the scales, has often been used, or sometimes been used, on a building that is a court or a crown court, and it represents justice. So I think this is where we're going today, is God is a just God, but there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, it's Proverbs 11:1, and it'll be on the recording. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. So God likes a balance, and I think we'll try and keep this in mind later on. So can we go to the next one? Thank you. The Hebrews call the scales Mosanaim, and it means the weighing. Now, the interesting part about that word is it's a plural meaning. So there's never one. You never get just one scale hanging. And in the sign and in the stars, there is always one set lower than the other, which we look at later on. I'm going to go through these, and I'm going to come at the end with some scriptures for you. But there are three stars, main stars, and I've just bring those to you. There's, and these, as far as I know, are Hebrew or Aramaic names. I'll just keep it short. There is Zubin al-Ganubi, and that is the one that is sort of here. And it means the price which is deficient. It's not enough. Then the other one is Zubin al-Kemali, and that's the one at the top. The round off that represents the stars. That means the price which covered. Another smaller star is Zubin al-Akrabi, the price of the conflict. Bear with me because I'll be coming back to them. The Arabic name for this constellation is Al-Zubina, which means purchase or redemption. Can we go on to the next one? That's called Crux. It's known by the Aussies or them down under because it's in the southern hemisphere. It's called the Southern Cross. Now,
is that where Libra is then?
It's a decan in the constellation of Libra.
Right, okay.
Now, according to some of the books I've got, no star names have come down to our generation now. They have been given names, I imagine, by astronomers now, but they don't have a relevance other than what has been given them today. So, what's been looked at is, this is the only small galaxy, constellation, that actually looks like the name it has, and that's a cross. And in the ancient Hebrew alphabet, the symbol for the letter Tav was a cross. And it meant a boundary mark, a limit, or a finish. Can we try the next one? Okay. Here we've got lupus, a wolf or a victim. I don't know if they can't make their minds up, but I'm just bringing you what they've got. The Latin is victima. Hebrews call the sign acidar, and Arabs call it acidaton. And both those words mean to be slain. Can you go on the next one? And the last of the decans that makes up the constellation of Libra is Corona. Corona Borealis, or Northern Crown, and it is seen in the Northern Hemisphere. So something that struck me at one point is you've got the crown in the north or on top, and you've got the cross down south on the bottom. So from top to bottom, you've got all these stars with meanings. Corona, the Hebrew name is Atara, an ornament or a jewel. And the brightest star in it is Alpheca, up there. And it means the shining. So you've got a glorious shining crown. Now then, this comes to be the hard part, because I've printed out loads, but I'm not going to use it all. And this is the part of the PowerPoint that I don't know if it's going to work. So, can we try the next slide, please? That's brilliant. It's going to work. It's going to work. And I get excited about a PowerPoint. Okay. So, that's a modern day sort of picture of a scale. So, I'm going to try and do it this way. And it's out of balance. Can you try clicking again on it and see if this will work? Wonderful. I've got man there on one side. Now, if you remember back to the scripture in Daniel, and remember, let's go, Daniel 5:27. And remember, the fingers were brought on the wall, many, many tetrapasses. And that was the Belshazzar. Belshazzar. Was a message for him. Now, they were in a party at the time, I'm going to put it this way, and they were using gold and silver vessels that had been taken by his ancestor from God's temple. And they were making merry drinking. Now, all right, just think, you're in a party, you've had quite a lot of wine to drink, and you see this finger writing on the wall. I think that's a showstopper. Now, coming down to today, Romans 3:23 says about mankind, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That puts us on the scales where God has weighed us, and we found wanting. Can you try the next bit? Wonderful. Sorry, Dr. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, okay. I want to do some things, but I want to do good things. Perhaps that'll help. No. Can you click again? Good works. Will that get me good points with God? I don't think so. Can you click again? Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So I can't work my way to an even balance. Can you click again, Richard? Wonderful. The blood of goats and calves. Why is that, Jeffrey? Well, those animals were more often used in sacrifices to cover sins of the people. And I don't like the shedding of blood. One of the other things I wouldn't want to be, Alan, is a butcher. No, thank you very much. Now, I don't want to die yet anyway and shed my blood, because my blood is still tainted with sin. If I died, that's not going to get me into heaven. Can you click again? But the Bible tells us, nor by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once for all into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Whom I speak about, it'll become clearer on the next one. But that was Hebrews 12, if anybody was wanting to write it down. Right, can you click again? Yeah. Wonderful. Surprising what you can find on the net. Your balance. Can you click once? There's man. Well, what has brought man to an even balance with God? Can you click again? Jesus. And the last click on that. Hebrews 9, verse 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and to those who look for him, he shall appear the second time without sin to salvation. I've messed my notes up. Okay. Can we click again? Thank you. Is this sign? I'm not asking you today to go looking at the stars in a way of worshipping what they are. God put them there for a message to us. And I'm going to try and recap and do this. And also, I probably will want to read a few scriptures to expand a bit more. Can you click one? Thank you. In the sign of the scales, there was a star, which means the price which covers, and that was the blood of Christ. I think I'd like to go to Hebrews 9. I didn't prepare for this. I looked at it and I thought I would like to read a little bit more of that. From verse 11, if you can bear with me on reading. So it's chapter 9 of Hebrews. I'm starting at verse 11. And I'm not sure where I'm going to stop. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Oh, I think that's wonderful that it is only through Jesus' blood that our redemption has been paid, and that was the price that covered. Can you click again for me? another symbol there is the wolf or the victim. And the scripture I have is John 10:17. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life so that I might take it again. They didn't the Romans didn't arrest Jesus by chance. It was set out that his death would be for us. The death that had to be was a Roman death. And God still brought that round, even though he was a Jew. Remember all this going between Caesar and back and forth. He said, no one takes my life from me, I lay it down. And the sign here showing the victim, Christ was that willing victim. Can you click again? There's another scripture in John. Remember the cross, the sign, the boundary mark, the finish? When on the cross, John 19:30 says, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the spirit. And the last click, Richard. The one above all those, the crown. Still in Hebrews, the chapter 2, starting at verse 9. But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. So what am I saying? Or rather, what is the constellation of Libra saying to us, given the message to the people before they had the end of the Bible, the end of the book? We've got the message of Jesus dying, paying the price for the sin to bring us back to God. He became a victim. He laid down his life. The death on the cross, and he said, that is it, that is the finish, that is the end of it. He is now crowned in glory with a golden crown, the shining crown. And this is just one small constellation in our galaxy that we know about. And I think I'll mention again something that Richard said to me. I can't do his accent though. Have you thought, he said, that nowhere else in the galaxy would we see the stars in the position they're in, except from planet Earth? God meant us to see the stars as they are, in the positions they are, so that we would have the message passed down. If the Bible hadn't been written, I believe the message still would have come down. This one today is the message of redemption, the price that was paid by Christ, the death on the cross, and the crown that he now has. Thank you for listening.
Well, I want to add just a wee bit to what Jan is saying, because I love this stuff, and but a lot of people think that because we're talking about signs of the zodiac and things like that, they think that there's a conflict in the message. One of the things that John Lennox in the message that he was giving at Keswick this year, one of the things that he talks about very, very strongly is the way in which God reserved for himself the right to name some things. So, for example, it was God who gave us the name man. right? Which reminds us of where we come from, because Adam, the original man, right, is Hebrew for earth, right? And he also named the day and the night, right? And the part that was light, he called day, and the part that was darkness, he called night. And I can't remember where it tells us, but I do know that in Scripture, because there is a lovely song, if you wanted the song, Psalm 147, verse 4. He determines the number of the stars and calls each of them by name. Right? Now the thing is, you see, that over the centuries, we have renamed. The work that Jan is doing is that she's uncovering, right, the ancient names that were given to the stars. These are the names that were given by God. And they pull out this meaning. This is not something that's dreamed up by something. This is where in Romans, as Paul tells us, you know, all of those who say that they don't know about God and all that, they're without excuse, because the heavens declare it. And that is the wonder, that is the marvel that is actually being sort of opened up to us. That whenever you see these things laid out in the way that Jan's doing it, I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I think it gives a lot of sense and truth, you know, or sense of the truth, that Scripture tells us where God took the trouble to name these things. You know, he allowed man to name the animals, but he reserved to himself, right? Because there are special purpose, there is special reason for wanting to. He's giving where he. It's a study that's well worth doing, and if you've got the time, listen to John Lennox's messages. Right, from Keswick. As I said, they're free to download from the Keswick site. But if you listen to what he's saying in some of them, right, the significance of these names, it brings out so much understanding and richness. And it's only in the light of the New Testament that you can understand so much of it. But, you know, We think it's a New Testament thing, let your light shine. But God named the light, you know. And that was pointing to the ultimate light that takes us out of darkness. And so God has reserved for himself these things, and there is that deep meaning within them. And it's a study which is well worth doing. All the things that God names. It's a good study to see what is it that he's trying to tell us through these names, and that's where Jan is helping us in this bit. So I just wanted to add that in, just in case there was any sort of conflict or misunderstanding about where we were with these. So, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Can I just add something there? Also, in every language, you can't mistranslate certain things which are common to all languages, like mountains, rivers,